Come on now. It's time for Speed Jokes. They're sponsored by Team Hochberg. We got a joke today. By the way, listen to all of the places the jokes came in from today. David Zink, your friendly suburban Cook County election judge. Thank you. Sue Cox sent in a joke from Hawaii. Pat Somebody in Waukegan sent us a joke. Nancy Davidson wrote, please send your mug. I'll be the first on Long Island. Ed Stanley sent us a joke. Mary Cussworm in Wheeling. Steve Paul, Kent Heisner in Piatone. Lori Tusing in Wilmette and Harlan in Arizona sent us a joke. Tom Edson in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Gary Wenzel in Prospect Heights. Don Calcano in Huntley. Peggy Hacker in Rockford sent us a joke. Kathy Busbaum from Kewaunee, thank you. Russ Thompson, Midlothian. Jasmine Goldsmith in Seymour, Wisconsin wrote, hey John, oh no, she sent in a joke, and then we also got this note. Hi John, I'm a 12-year-old 7th grader who's trying to blitz his father in being the first Mainer to get a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. Sincerely, Mugless Will Danahy in Maine. Well, good luck to you, Will. I hope you get randomly selected on Friday. I won the lottery once, Dave, and squandered it on 17th century artwork and musical instruments. It left me baroque. Have you ever taken a nap so long that you wake up and you thought you missed the school bus, but it's Sunday and you're 52? Starting Monday, November 7th, we get a lot of jokes like this these days. Starting Monday, November 7th, customers will be required to unload the semi-trucks at Walmart. This will be in addition to your now self-checkout duties. Walmart will be closed on Thanksgiving so self-checkers can be home with their families. Have you noticed that you got to check yourself out at a lot of the Walmarts now? You know, Dave, I can vividly remember what my grandfather said before he kicked the bucket.
That's nice. What did he say?
He said, hey, how far do you think I can kick this bucket? My radiologist girlfriend ended our relationship yesterday. She said she saw right through me. I told my psychiatrist, Dave, that I've been hearing voices.
Oh, yeah? What'd he say?
He told me I don't have a psychiatrist. I called the florist and asked if she had tulips. She said, well, of course I do. How else could I be talking to you? You know what's worse than a box full of snakes, a box that was supposed to be full of snakes? My grandmother's idea of a super bowl is a toilet that's self-cleaning. Not to bother you, Dave, with an unanswerable question here, but I've been thinking, once you're in heaven, do you get stuck wearing the clothes that you were buried in, like for eternity? Do they even have a TJ Maxx up there, Dave?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Not to bother you, Dave, with an unanswerable question here, but do you know what disease cured Ham actually had?
Well, I don't know.
Before he got cured? I don't want to bother you, Dave, with a bunch of unanswerable questions here. But if the professor on Gilligan's Island can make a radio out of a coconut, why can't he fix a hole in a boat?